Sophie Clark, welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The tourism sector is bracing for a long road ahead as strict regulations come into effect to curb the spread of coronavirus. Pubs, clubs, cinemas and gyms have all been ordered to shut their doors while cafes and restaurants can only offer takeaway to customers. It's another nail in the coffin for regional operators who saw towns decimated by recent bushfires across the country. I caught up with Mildura Regional Development Chief Executive Brett Millington to hear just how grim things are in the sector.
There's a period of time now in which the tourism industry is probably closed down for, given the non-essential travel bans that are being promoted, and certainly we're trying to work with our operators to, I guess, help maintain their businesses when there really will be no business coming through.
That's right. It's certainly been a tough year for the tourism industry. You know, we obviously had the horrendous bushfire season earlier and now coming to terms with the COVID-19 pandemic. I guess, how will the tourism industry recover or can it even recover?
Look, it's going to be a long journey. I'm certainly sure of that. I guess what the thing is, at the moment, we sort of don't know how long the bans will be in place or how long we'll need to maintain a level of restriction around movement before we can really focus on a bit of recovery. So it's a bit of how long's a piece of string at the moment, but certainly I think if we can work with our operators, tourism operators, accommodation providers and the like, to be able to maintain their business in some way, even if it's at a significantly reduced rate, support them like all small businesses, and then really encourage that internal and intrastate travel opportunities once people are able to do that again.
Exactly, but who knows when that will be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and Brett, I might just ask you, how were you doing before this? Were things looking hopeful after the bushfires? Were we seeing people return to the area?
We did see a slight increase start to come back to travelling, in our region. So that was starting to look positive, and we were very excited about the Easter period, which is always a good visitation period for Mildura. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case this year, and we have a number of events that are usually run at that time. But that doesn't mean that when the opportunities do, for people to travel again, that we can't capitalise on that to promote the beautiful region that we have here and the opportunities that people can do when they get here.
Absolutely, and yeah, it's certainly going to be a long road, but I guess we just need to be positive and know that we will get back online eventually, which will no doubt make us stronger in the end. You know, we are a resilient bunch and always willing to help out our fellow Australians. So no doubt once this pandemic does kind of ease, we'll see people travelling to your region and many others to check out our beautiful country and, as you said, the wonderful spot that you guys have there.
Yeah, I think the message is pretty clear for everyone is that, look, at the moment we look out for each other. At some stage this will end, and when it does, it's a matter of helping each other out further and getting things as back to normal as what we can, and that includes supporting one another through visiting each other's places, the beautiful places that we have, and seeing what we have to offer.
That's Mildura Regional Development Chief Executive Brett Millington giving us a bit of an overview as to just how hard hit rural areas have been by the COVID-19 outbreak. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.